Free, and Tim Alexander's here. He'll be here tomorrow, too. Tim, we've got some really serious things going on with the news dumps through BuzzFeed and the basically the crappy news network, CNN. And the read front page of Judge, it says, CNN, you are fake news.
Sure, yeah.
On your blog, you've got a lot of information about all this stuff.
No, I've been sick since last night, stomach flu, but I have been following it, and I got a big kick out of it. He refused to accept a question from the chief CNN correspondent. He said, "You're a fake. It's all fake news."
I saw that.
They were trying to call it P-Gate. Supposedly, he hired a couple Russian hookers to dance around on a bed that Obama had slept in and pee all over it. Well,
what? Just a second.
Yeah.
Who, what's this P-Gate thing? Roll back. Tell me what you're saying.
Well, it didn't happen, by the way.
Yeah.
Some guy.
You're talking about this. You're talking about this guy that's actually in Trump's administration. That Trump told him to bring his passport, which shows no stamp of traveling to Russia. That's the one you're talking about, right?
No, not at all. No, this was a story that was released by CNN, and the CIA said it was credible. But the reality.
What's the story?
Is,
what's the story?
The story, I just told you that Trump hired a couple. It was a guy made it up as a spoof, and they carried it. The CIA got it. The CIA vetted it and said it was credible, and it wasn't credible. They know who made it up. He admitted he made it up. And, I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that 9 days before this inauguration, they're still throwing at Donald Trump. And I think he's finally had enough. I think we need to be looking at breaking up the mainstream media. We have six globalist corporations that control about 96% of the mainstream media. And, you know, that this needs to end. No one should be allowed, because it's public airwaves, to own more than one radio or television station, whether it's whether you have stock in a corporation or an individual. And no one should be allowed to have more than one newspaper. And all the owners should be local in the market that newspaper or radio or television station
serves. I'll go a little further. I know Harley wanted to talk about culture and be nice. There's a side to Dr. Deagle that if you tick me off, you'd be better off to have the devil himself after you. I want prison and or execution for some of these people who do this kind of crap. These are what I call forms of war against the American Republic. And the stuff that's going on here is very dangerous. This can precipitate war, conflict, death in the field by agents, for example, when they release this kind of information. For example, people don't realize that the server that Hillary Clinton is, I guarantee you that down the road, if they do proper investigations, they're going to find a number of agents, because of the server hacking that happened on Hillary's server in a broom closet, agents died in the field.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you honestly think she would care if American agents died?
No.
No, exactly. Exactly. And that's the caliber of people that we've been dealing with. And, you know, the Hungary is now going after George Soros. They're banning his organizations. The I forget whether it was the president or the prime minister has said that basically it's all fake news. It's the global bankers. And if he shows up in Hungary, where he was born in, he's apt to be arrested.
I got a question for you. Why is he allowed to breathe our oxygen? Why is he allowed to live and walk around it's called upstate New York. Why is he allowed to actually go to the grocery store and walk around not in a prison garb? How come?
Well,
what the hell's going on?
He clearly has multiple felony violations of the U.S. Patriot Act. Okay, just to begin with. And there's a list of things his character's done as long as you are. But you see, he is a front man for the Rothschild Empire.
Why don't we arrest them, too?
So he has
why don't we
to
go
get
to their mansions and arrest them where they are? wherever they are.
Well, who's going to do it? Obama's Justice Department?
Delta Force.
Yeah. Well, in 9 days, you have a different president, a different attorney general. It'll take a few days to get everybody in place. But, you know, in the Defense Department, they've asked six senior people to stay on temporarily because there's so many, you know, there's this, not only the Secretary of Defense, Deputy Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, but there's about a half dozen undersecretaries, one of which is the number three position in the DOD. And then there's a whole bunch of assistant secretaries and deputy assistant secretaries. They all are subject to appointment and Senate confirmation, just in that one department. So there's a whole lot of people that have not yet been even interviewed by Congress, and in many cases not even appointed yet. And the same is true. But by the way, Boris Johnson, the British Foreign Secretary, flew to New York City about 2 days ago, hoping to meet with Trump. Trump wouldn't meet with him.
What's the story behind that?
Well, he's a globalist. As I've said before, London is the headquarters of the Rothschild Empire, effectively. The city of London broadly speaking, London itself. And if you look at the three main political parties, the Conservatives, also called Tories, the Labour, and the Lib Dems, the Liberal Democrats, they are all, with some exceptions, puppets to the Rothschild Empire. The British Empire was largely created by Rothschild money to serve as their big stick, as their entry point to controlling a big part of the world.
That's absolutely.
And they used them, and the First and Second World War destroyed them. So now we are the thug in chief. But that's all changing in 9 days.
Right.
And he won't deal with Boris Johnson yet, and that's very interesting. I think they need a ambassador to the Court of St. James, who is not cut from the usual mold of a rich donor, but somebody that knows how to go after these people and is prepared to do it.
Right.
Because we are on the road to the Third World War. One of my longtime viewers on my news blog, Europe, wrote me, and he's in Europe, and he says the numbers of troops and the tanks and everything that we've been flooding into Europe in the last month or two is just astounding. And the question for me was, do I think, you know, Obama's going to take us into war? I don't think so. I think he'd probably like to, but I don't
it's
think
it's too little, too late. The guy's so incompetent he can't even prosecute war. here's what's going to happen. Firstly, everybody, including the Russians, are hacking us. The Chinese hacked 20 million records of government employees, including
hey, kids sitting in their pajamas in their parents' basement. Hack, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me finish, Tim. What I'm trying to say is the fact that the Russians hacked, all they did, if anything, it was release information about the DNC. The RNC had its own protections, so they couldn't hack into it. The DNC were so slack, even their own people, when they advised Hillary Clinton to be more careful, she wasn't. So she can only blame herself. And then when she blames, you know, Vladimir Putin and stuff, this is the ravings of a psychotic, demented, demonically possessed person. Okay? So, you know, I don't have any sympathy for them. And their idea of globalism is to vastly reduce the human population on Earth, to literally have a killing field would kill most of us off. They want cybernetic and genetic enhancement of in a quote future world where they have lived for centuries or millennia. They want to kill most of us off and replace us with either drones or robots or cyborgs that are part human, animal, and machine.
And use third world citizens as basically serfs and slaves.
They don't need third world. They don't want the third world. They want to kill them all off too.
Well,
they want the third world to be dead.
While.
They want to rewild
you
the
know
world.
What?
They want the buffalo to roam across the West. So so let me finish. What I'm saying here, Jim, is this. You have no idea how demonically possessed and crazy these people are. Think of Satan as a giant abortionist coming to abort the entire planet. That's what he's here to do. He wants to abort the human race to make sure we don't turn, as Lyndon LaRouche says, into a galactic civilization. And this is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. Now, I know it may offend you out there, especially if you're, we call one of these types of Christians that doesn't want to believe in prophecy, or you don't want to believe that God would have his apostolic and prophetic people show up on the scene at the time of the end. You need to start listening, okay? Now, I'm not going to bring on myself any titles, but people like myself, Leo Zagami, Tim Alexander, we have an apostolic and prophetic anointing to tell you. Now, we don't know everything. In fact, what we may have may be written on one little 3x5 card of what we know is the Thus Saith the Lord. But those things we have to say to you, you better damn well listen, because we don't have a lot of time left. Putin and Trump are actually talking about a peace treaty, at least in Aleppo and Syria. And the groundwork that's going to be laid in the Middle East may lay it for a future administration. It may not be as friendly and nice and repentant as Trump and Pence. We may end up with an administration down the road because the globalist maniacs aren't finished. They're going to try to come back and take back the government by whatever illegal means. Assassination, political scams, everything you can imagine, trying to tie up to make sure that Trump and Pence can't fix the healthcare system. So in 2018, the midterm elections are a disaster, and Trump can't do a damn thing. This is what happened to Obama. And the maniac, of course, the first 2 years, all he did was put Obamacare in through with the Democrats. If the converse happens to Trump, he will basically have a paralyzed administration that can't do a damn thing to fix the problems. And if he's swept out of power, whoever's going to replace him will bring us to the brink of catastrophe and the end of the human race.
Well, I think Trump is probably not going to let that happen. He's already kind of clashed with the wonderful Speaker of the House of Representatives, who said, well, it may take time to start all this out. He said, no.
You need to do the same day transfer of Obamacare. You need to start kind of cleaning out the CIA right away. All these guys need to go to prison. And by the way, if you need somebody to volunteer to push the syringe for the lethal injections, I'll fly to it on my own friggin' dime to Washington, D.C. to terminate
these
bunkers.
To be the hangman for a few people.
All braids are right. How's that?
Here's an example of what he's doing. Now, Trump has tapped Robert Kennedy Jr. To head a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity.
Good.
Robert Kennedy Jr. has been in the forefront of saying that the vaccines are dangerous, and he's been one of the people leading the battle against pharma.
You know who knows more about vaccine safety than almost anybody on the planet? Dr. Deagle. Do you know when I started doing research with UCLA on this very issue? 36 years ago, with Dr. Chung and Vujadani at UCLA, we're looking at toxic chemicals, toluene diisocyanates, formaldehyde, and methyl alcohol and other toxins, and how they attach to body proteins as well as heavy metals, inducing autoimmune disease and cancer. And I can even tell you the gene SNPs, that if you take a child that has certain gene SNP polymorphisms, like catechol-methyltransferase 1 SNP or single nucleotide polymorphism, I can tell you which children are going to fry their little brain if you give them stacked vaccines with heavy metals. It's not a surprise. And if people think you can't prove it with organic acid and intermediate metabolites and brain imaging studies, they're a moron, and I'll prove they're a moron in a court of law or a grand jury. Okay, so I'm sick and tired of people pretending they think they know more than Dr. Deagle. Damn it, you don't. Okay? And people like Robert Kennedy, the fact that Trump is going to do this, I applaud him, man. Thank you, Jesus. This guy is going to do right by the Most High God.
Yeah. That anti-Trump report, that hoax, was fabricated by Channel 4. I don't know where that Channel 4 is.
I heard about it. It came through a thing called BuzzFeed.
It was a chat board, and it was fan fiction. And, and then it was supposedly compiled by a British intelligence officer. That was a hoax. And the CIA said it was credible. I mean, there's a lot of people in the CIA need to lose their jobs.
No. They don't need to lose a job. They need to lose their ability to have a pulse. They need to go to prison or be executed. I can guarantee you, if we had a clean out and at least these guys ended up in Supermax for, say, the rest of their freaking days without a day pass, yard time, or even internet connection, and no day visits from their wife or conjugal visits, it would put a stop to this crap. at the very least, even if we don't execute them. And give them gruel for the rest of their life. Don't give them good food. Give them gruel.
Maggots.
Yeah.
Actually, and Ted Cruz, who's another been a favorite person of mine, he evidently incinerated the corrupt Senate Democrats at Sessions hearing. See,
Ted Cruz is not all bad. I'll tell you what
Ted
Cruz is not all bad. I'll tell you what Ted Cruz is. He's a chameleon. He's a scary guy because if he knows he's trying to go on the Trump side, he knows how to swim along with Trump. Believe me, though, if things went the wrong way, Ted Cruz will swim the wrong way, too. So you got to watch Ted Cruz. He's creepy. He reminds me of the Addams Family. You know that uncle that's the vampire.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you could try out for the part if they've been in a movie.
Well, I think it wasn't his father that was connected to Oswald and the background of the Kennedy assassination and all that.
Did you hear about the thing called Dr. Mary's Monkey? Do you know what Oswald was?
Oh, yes.
Oswald was a bioweaponeer working on biological weapons programs. Oh, yeah. He was just pulled in as a dupe to actually pretend that this guy actually created the assassination. It's a pile of crap.
Yeah.
Oswald didn't assassinate anybody.
Yeah, it's it's absolutely amazing to me that the election was roughly 2 months ago. And they are still doing all this stuff. This hasn't happened in living memory, certainly, in American history.
Yeah, but it requires a surgical
way
approach.
Back.
It requires a surgical approach, okay? And I use the analogy in the first hour with Harley Schlanger. I talked to one of my guys who was a contact, and he said he was going to go into law because he wanted to sue doctors who are doing malpractice. I said, really? I said, 3/4 of lawsuits are frivolous, and they're usually going after the single doctor guy. It doesn't go after the doctor who's earning $30 million and knows the president of the board of medical examiners and knows the hospital admissions committee and his buddies with his golfing friends, and they fly together to go to special golf courses and so on. No. The same thing with the government. You guarantee it in the CIA if something happens, they're going to end up with an agent dying in the field or being sacrificed to something, going to prison. But the real bad guys that are actually ordering the different things and doing stuff, they're going to get away and laugh all the way to the bank. Okay? So, I don't buy it. I mean, to be honest with you.
You realize that all the people that killed President Kennedy, none of them have been prosecuted.
Yeah, but I think
was not Oswald.
I want to see
standing in front.
I want to see what's called a
story. In fact, one of the key operatives was George Bush Sr., and he became president.
I think that the COA law needs to be passed, which means people like him, even though he's in his 80s now, needs to get prosecuted and accused, even if he's only got a few years left to live. And we need to make sure that these people, their reputations are destroyed, and their idea that their presidency was so great when they're liars and manipulators and destroying America from the inside out. I mean, look at Obama. This guy is not a moron. He's a super genius, but he's an evil. He's like the brainiac from hell.
I have to disagree with you. I don't think he's a super genius. But
oh, yeah, he is. I'll tell you why he is. He follows orders precisely to deconstruct America. If you look at the list of things he's done to this nation, even an idiot couldn't follow orders this well. This guy is really smart.
He knew from the get-go that he couldn't be like Nixon. He couldn't get off script. He had to follow the script.
This guy's a collaborator. You have to understand, he's not just a puppet. It's like that song, with Pinocchio. I have no strings to tie me down. He doesn't have to have strings. He loves working for the devil. This guy is a minion. He's got a senior minion certificate. Okay?
Yeah.
So, don't assume that Obama's an idiot. He's an evil genius.
Much going on at so many levels to destroy America. Fox News is...
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals... processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's cancellation day for your ignorance. You listen to this program. We're going to power you. We're going to set you on the straight and narrow to serve and do the will of the Most High God. You're going to become a patriot American. You're going to be a healthier person. You're going to get off polypharmacy. You're going to be enlightened. You're going to be blessed. Tim, bless us with some more information.
I've got several more specific bits of information on P-Gate. Quote, I did give Donald Trump a golden shower. He liked it very much, end quote. BuzzFeed, and that's NBC's BuzzFeed, reports that former British intelligence officials said that Russia is blackmailing Donald Trump with evidence of his sexual picadillos, including liking... Now, you know, that didn't happen, and it's been proved that the whole thing was made up. You don't see people, you know, apologizing publicly. Channel 4 fooled John McCain, BuzzFeed, and the CIA into believing this Golden Shower's made-up story. McCain evidently was passing it around to people. That's, you know...
Tim... we need to correct his name, okay? And I've done this several times, but I knew we need to make sure it's correct. It's McInsane. I-N-S-A-N-E, McInsane. It's not McCain. That ended years ago when he was in prison in a camp, and he came out John McCain. He didn't come back John McCain. This guy is nuts. He poses with ISIS.
Well, the people that his fellow POWs that served with him, almost to man, dislike him intensely.
Dislike?
But, there are on the Senate Armed Services Committee that he's doing that's good. He's actually gone after so much of the fraud and the over-the-top nonsense, like on the F-35, the Zimbabwe destroyer, the littoral combat ships, etc. He has done some very positive things, but Trump slams BuzzFeed as a falling pile of garbage and tells CNN you are fake news. Now, you know, these CNN and the mainstream media during the presidential campaign began committing Harry Caray, and they're finishing the job now. They are showing themselves to be nothing but propaganda from some very nasty, evil people. And we need to put it to bed. Why should six corporations control almost all the mainstream media in America?
Yeah,
I mean it boggles the mind. It didn't used to be that way. We need to bust it up, make the news local.
But it's not a matter of just busting it up. It's busting these people up so they have to bust up rocks in a hard prison sentence. So that the senior owners of these newspapers that are ordering these kind of things, for example, the latest statements by Jeff Bezos of Amazon, this guy's just asking to get it crunched. You know, in any other country, like in Russia or a totalitarian regime in China, he'd already be busting up rocks in prison. So Jeff Bezos better shut his damn trap up. And now I order stuff from Amazon, but I'm pretty soon thinking I'm going to just shut her down because I'm sick and tired of Jeff Bezos opening his damn mouth thinking because he's rich, he's going to rule us. He's
well,
out of his freaking
Jeff,
mind.
I personally think he is merely a well-paid front man for globalist forces.
He's
if you look at what Amazon
like
is, if you
like
look
Obama.
At what Amazon is doing, they're not paying hardly any dividends. They have amassed hundreds of billions of dollars. It's basically interest-free money, and when they move in to take over something, I mean they're totally ruthless. They have their sights on the delivery market, FedEx, UPS, and so forth.
Even groceries.
Car market, groceries, etc. And, they're using capitalism to create communism. And that shouldn't be tolerated. We've had antitrust laws for decades.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Under Trump, you're going to see a lot of this stuff happen. These media outlets and people like even Mr. Ma from China, who's on to smirk his way into...
Yeah, well, he's a jerk, too.
He's another sneaky, slimy guy. It actually, if you watch interviews of Ma, he's creepy. So is Jeff Bezos, the kind of statements he's making. He's creepy, too. That's creepy stuff.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, are we ready to do video yet? Do you have your Google Chrome all set up?
Not the way I feel today.
We're going to have to wait until probably to the weekend until we make you a person again. Call us and we'll get some medicine to rescue now. I want this notice out to people. God has got the best sense of humor of any individual in the universe. And in fact, I mentioned this on the break, but people need to grasp this. Inside the Ark of the Covenant are golden rats, golden hemorrhoids, the staff of Aaron, which grows almonds, which is called a nut, or the sustenance of the prophet. So when Moses went up to the mountain, he actually had a bag of almond nuts. He had probably some honey in a sack, and he had probably had some dried insects. But the most important thing was the almonds. They called the nut of the prophets. The hemorrhoids were there because that one of the foreign armies came in and were going to slaughter all the Hebrews. And God said, you know what? I'm done with even sending out any Hebrews to die with you guys. I'm just going to give you bad enough diarrhea. A lot of you guys are going to bite it. You're going to actually bleed out. So as a memorial to the hemorrhoids he gave the foreign troops coming in, and several hundred thousand either had such bad hemorrhoids they never went into battle, or they died on the spot bleeding out, God left golden hemorrhoids inside the Ark of the Covenant. So if they ever open it up, if they ever find the real ark, They're going to go inside. What the hell are these little lumps of gold looking like? They're called hemorrhoids. Now, if you don't think God's got a sense of humor, let me tell you, he's got the best sense of humor in the universe. It's like he said to Job, my ways are higher than your ways. God's not nervous. He's on the throne. And although these maniacs like John McInsane and George Soros and moron he is and the Rothschilds try to play these freaking games, and Satan, who's also the biggest moron in the universe, even though he's the most intelligent created being, he's also the stupidest, self-destructive idiot in the universe is Satan. He's actually going to bite it, because God's not just going to let him live forever. He's going to destroy him. He's going to be annihilated. And that's what the end is for anybody who doesn't believe in the Most High God. They don't get to live in hell and play with, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. or Flip Wilson in hell and do, you know, canasta and play games or poker. No, they get annihilated alone, falling away in the dark into nothingness. That's what happens to them, okay? So these morons need to understand there's an end to this and it's not pleasant. Now, I don't want to see this happen to people, even Hillary Clinton. In fact, if we pray for our enemies, God brings not only grace on them, but judgment. He brings it in very quickly. So we pray for George Soros. George Soros will probably get arrested or die quickly of some horrifying death. Okay? It's horrifying death. So you pray for Georgie, and God will take him out. I'm telling you the truth. Pray for George Soros. Pray for John McInsane, and maybe he'll end up in a psych ward instead of finishing out his senatorial period. This guy is out of his freaking mind, and he should not be in the Senate representing anybody. I mean, when he comes on and puts this stuff back to BuzzFeed and puts this stuff out, what the hell is he doing? Is this a representative of people in Arizona? Not. Let's get with it, okay?
Yep. By the way, in Mexico, long-simmering social tensions are really beginning to boil over. They've had neoliberal reforms to the nationalized gas sector, and they've raised gasoline prices 20%. And Mexico is, in my opinion, a total mess. I went down there for about a week many years ago, and I was just amazed. It's very much a third world country. It's very corrupt, and they have been having massive demonstrations, which the mainstream media are not reporting. What's going to happen?
What are demonstrations going to do when you have a corrupt government? They're going to do nothing other than the people purging their cathartic upset about what's going on. And not
well,
a damn
yeah,
thing
yeah.
Going on.
If when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution follows. I think it was JFK that said that. And it remains to be seen what's going to happen. The neoliberal and neocom, neoconservative, it all comes from the globalists, and their agenda has been wars, plural, and austerity fascism, while they are looting everything they can possibly loot. And they're in a position, they've been in a position, controlling the media, controlling Congress, controlling the White House, controlling many European countries and other countries like Mexico, that they get by with this. But people are waking up to it more and more. And you don't have the... And Mexico is just a very nutty place. Anything can happen there.
Right.
I'll never forget it. I told this story. I stayed in a nice resort near Lyon. And one day I go in to the bar in the middle of the afternoon. I'm going to have a Cuba Libre, which is rum and Coke with a little slice of lime in it. And it's a very nice bar, a very, very nice place I was staying at. And the bartenders, I notice he's shining all the glasses up, just putting, you know, all the glasses really shine. Then he's shining the bar top. Then there's a brass foot rail, and he's shining that. Then he goes back to shining the glasses again with the same rag. And I think, okay, you know, you just hope you got enough alcohol in that drink that killed everything. In so many ways, when you go to a third world country, you just kind of have to shake your head and say, oh, my goodness. And Mexico has gotten, about 40 years ago when I was down there, it's gotten far worse. They shut one federal police department down. They were the anti-kidnapping force. They found that basically all they did all day was kidnap people and hold them for ransom. They were doing exactly
that's an industry down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an upside-down world when you go to places like that. That's the kind of world that they're creating in America.
No, they won't create it. I'll tell you why it won't happen. First off, there's 94 million armed Americans with hundreds of millions of guns and billions of bullets, you know, like... if every army...
Well, Hillary wanted to take them all away from us, but Hillary...
Here in California, by the way, they got laws.
She tried to steal the election. She went down in flames.
They passed the laws here when they had the last election, trying to take away the large clip guns and so on. And there's a lot of military here, especially North County, San Diego. These are ex-military Marines and so on, and they're actually dispatched with their guns. I don't think it's likely they're going to get the guns away from our Marines that have got these multi-round clip guns. And a lot of them are considered like their arm and their leg, because when you're trained over there, and I found this out when I took care of vets for years, most of my career I took care of veterans or people in active warfare. And after you're trained, this is like trying to take someone's left arm or leg. You're not going to take somebody's gun. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to saw my leg off at the hip? Not likely. I remember one guy, I had an interesting discussion in Georgia back in 87. He said, Doc, come on out to to the parking lot. I said, why? He said, oh, I'm going to show you. And he said, look at my truck. I said, well, yeah. Oh, I said, I see. It looks like you got a gun in the back there, just behind you. You're in your cab. He said, yeah. And he said, got 45 round clip. I said, what are those things hanging from your mirror? He says, they're nades. I said, what do you mean by nades? And he's had a real South Georgia accent. They're nades, Doc. I said, you mean grenades? He said, got the pins in them. Damn it. And he said, what would happen
if somebody grenades.
Tried to take... Yeah, grenades. I said, what would happen if somebody tried to take your guns like sawing off my left leg? They'd get just as much help. He said, I'd blow them away so fast they wouldn't know they were at a pulse. I'm thinking, you're going to take the guns away from our military to serve 2, 3, 4, 5 terms? You've got to be kidding. Really?
Oh, in fact, they try to use that against our veterans.
I had an attorney, Michael, on here from California, down in Carlsbad, who's been on the program. I'll get him back on here in the next 2 weeks. And they've had several hundred thousand just because the wife handles the bills, they consider medically incompetent, or has a transitory depression, or has a mild spell of PTSD, so you can't have a gun, damn it. You've served maybe 5 or 10 or 20 years in the military, but no way, we're not letting you their bullets or anything. In fact, if you buy a gun or bullets, you're guilty of a felony. It's like, you got to be kidding. These people have never been in a psychiatric facility, never been on antidepressants, most of them. Or if they were, it was transitory, and they consider them medically incompetent, and they're not allowed near a gun. And we're talking about vets. The reason why is, I asked one of my guys in Special Forces, I said, now, what would you need to take over a building? And he said to me, he's real funny, he said, I got black belts and this and that, and I was Special Forces. I said, I'll bet you could take over a building with a dinner set with a butter knife and fork. He said, yeah. You don't need a gun. A butter knife and a fork, you could take over a building.
Well, California is kind of libtard central.
It's nutsy land.
And if you look at Germany, I got an article here that's real interesting. Germany has a bunch of libtards that are in their parliament. Mm-hmm. The Green Party has pledges to pay for prostitutes for those needing sexual assistance.
You got to be kidding.
No.
Come on.
Let's give old men what they really
I know
need.
You're creative, Tim, and you got a good sense of humor.
Sponsor.
But you're making this up.
I can't make this stuff up.
No.
I have a wild imagination. I couldn't make this stuff.
I know why I believe you. I know you're not that creative.
Well, I am pretty creative, but...
I know. I'm just saying, you're going to report it, but my God, man, you got to be kidding.
Well, this the party's like care spokesman, Elizabeth Schaffenberg, says doctors should have the right to issue free prescriptions to their patients for ladies of the night. I mean...
Doctors issuing prescriptions?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Doc, I need a hooker tonight. Give me a script, you know. I mean, can you believe that? No wonder they with people like that in their government. No wonder, you know, they've had a little problem with kicking out a couple million foreign invaders.
Corrupts the medical profession to become basically pimps. It corrupts the medical profession to be killers of people to say, hey, you know what? You know, in Europe, and this is a situation in France now, that a girl that's 12 years of age is just depressed. She doesn't even have a medical problem. She can ask because she's depressed to get a lethal injection. She's not even a full adult teenager yet. And they can ask to be, you know,
a depression that might be over in
2 weeks, maybe. So they get upset with their boyfriend or their buddies, or they're being teased at school. So it's time to check out.
Well, that doesn't come from God.
You're kidding.
No?
You would not think this is end times? When I hear people that want to argue with me and say, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. You've been saying for 20 years it's the end times. I said, you know what? 20 years is not very much, long time. And I can't tell you when it's going to start, but the signs are getting awful close. It's like the fog is lifting. You know when you're in a boat and you're approaching the dock and you hear, bomp, bomp, and you can see some lights on the dock. So you know you're getting close to the dock because you can see a little faint light, and you can see just a little margin of the edge of the dock itself. Well, that's what the end times is like now. We're not there yet, but damn it, we're close.
Yeah. Well, we have some hope on the horizon. By the way, big pharma stocks have crashed the most since Brit exit after Trump warns that drug companies are getting away with murder.
Well, the first thing they're getting away with is they want to own the idea that they can only use the word cure. First off, nobody can cure anything. Even if you, quote, stop a disease, eventually you're going to die of something, even if it's 1,000 years from now. So you might put it in remission, but the idea is they want to make sure that nutraceuticals, which, by the way, in many cases there is no drug alternative to a nutraceutical, and some of these drug companies are so freaking corrupt, they'll take a nutraceutical, add a side group to it to make it last longer in your body, and all of a sudden call it a drug. They did this with a vitamin just last year, but actually a B vitamin, to actually add a side group to it to make it last longer in your body, and then all of a sudden try to call it a drug. You know, I have no patience for this stuff. And when doctors don't understand intermittent metabolism and we call living pathology or functional medicine, they need to go back to school or need somebody like me to train them case by case. Because they're a danger to the public. Because when a person, say, in their 60s or early 70s is on 7 to 10 drugs, you're not a person anymore. You're a shadow. You're a shadow of a person.
Well, you're a drug addict.
Well,
they turn you into illegal drug addict.
You're not going to be cognitive. You're not going to have normal organ function. You're just not dead yet. You haven't assumed room temperature yet, but other than that, a lot of the signs of life have already gone out of your body. How's that?
Someone I know very well, I won't mention, was telling me a story, insider story, about a orthopedic surgeon, and this guy evidently had a major lawsuit filed against him, and they went in and started to look at all of his patient files. And they found that there was hardly nothing medical in them, but what there were detailed reports of their financial circumstances. His wife would run a dossier on his patients, and then he would tell them they had to have their back fused or something. And he was doing unnecessary surgeries right and left, and if you couldn't pay for them, he was taking their house away from them.
Ooh.
Now, that type of stuff
I think Ebenezer can learn a few lessons from these guys.
Well, you know, that's why there's a hell. That's why there's a hell. And
so it was actually Dr. Ebenezer.
In my mother-in-law's case, she had a heart attack about 4 years ago. And she was in ICU. And they didn't follow her close enough. And because of the blood thinners they gave her, she ended up with a cerebral hemorrhage.
Well, let me give you a story of what a friend of mine, he probably will, if he's listening, he'll know what I'm talking about. And I don't know all
the... Well, let me finish this, because you saved her. You saved her. Mm-hmm. The neurosurgeon, who was notorious, and a friend of mine who's a physician, told me, he said, I don't know why they've kept him on as long as they did. He may be a surgeon, but he's no doctor. And anyway... she was recovering. He did the operation right, but he had to go see her because she was still in ICU. Well, she was 80-year-old, some 80-some-year-old lady, and he said, well, she's brain dead. Well, she wasn't brain dead. And, in fact, one of the hospitalists came in, and he had a
phone. She's probably dehydrated is all she was, dehydrated.
She's brain dead. I said she can talk. I've heard, oh, she must be in a coma or something. I said, I know what a coma is. I said, and by the way, you notice she's breathing unassisted.
Right.
So I called you and talked to you, and you said, well, you better go talk to the president of the hospital. And I did. They knew me because when they tried to close the chapel there, I reamed them a new rectum. They gave her a CAT scan, and lo and behold, she wasn't dying, and they moved her to a room, a different room off the death floor, and she's still alive today.
I guarantee you, all she had was probably something as simple as dehydration. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
And welcome back. About a half an hour from now, Jim Fetcher is going to do an update on the fake news and BuzzFeed and NBC. One of the funniest moments I've ever seen is that here's Trump pointing, and he said, no, not you, you're CNN, you're fake news. And he actually then goes to another person in the room to get them to ask a question. There's going to be a total revolution in terms of what's going to happen in the media. You're going to see alternative media. I want to see a monitor where someone like Tim Alexander, the Tim, can ask a damn question of the president live at one of these news scrums, or someone like Drudge from Drudge Report, or somebody in a town hall meeting in some little town in we call Rust Belt America, can ask a question of the president of these idiots from the so-called
That's majors. How the president of Russia does it.
Yeah, the major news media, this is BS. The idea that CNN thinks that after the crap they pulled off, they have a right to talk to the president? Not. Not. Damn it. You guys go to hell. We don't want to watch your shows. We want to buy your products. We want you to go bankrupt. We don't want to do any bullshit anymore.
And you talk about an insult to Americans and the office of the president.
Right.
To have a made-up story that he hired Russian hookers to dance on a bed and urinate on it and urinate on him and all this stuff. It never happened. They know who
you're
made the
about,
story
no, by
up.
Him. Are you referring to him being Trump?
Yeah. They know what? The story didn't happen. They know who made it up. The guy has admitted it. And it gets passed around by McCain to the CIA. The CIA then vets it as credible.
Why
CNN
is
CNN and all run with it? How outrageous.
Now, how come
you imagine if they pulled that crap on Eisenhower or Kennedy or Johnson or Nixon or any of those people?
At the very least,
the charges would have been filed.
Yeah, at the very least,
outrageous.
They would have got punched in the face. How's that? The very least.
Oh, Truman would definitely have punched somebody out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Somebody did a thing about his daughter was a lousy pianist. And he said, forget the president part. I'm going to knock his teeth down his throat. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's just, these guys are so over the top. They're so vicious. They're so nasty. And really,
they think they're untouchable. They think they're untouchable.
Well, they've had a get-out-of-jail-free card, but guess what?
Yeah, but that's why even with Harley, separate. I disagree with him. I want to be there to make sure they go to prison without day passes, without yard time. And if the laws have been violated to the point where they need to be lethally injected, I'll push the syringe to make sure they go and have an appointment with Jesus.
And they may not like the results of that.
No, they will not like that appointment. It's going to be very unpleasant.
This whole birther issue has got to be looked at. Was Barack Obama constitutionally eligible to be president? If he was not, that constitutes high treason.
Tim,
not only by
last
him, but all the people that covered it up, facilitated
Tim,
it.
Besides,
high treason is executable offense.
Besides the birther stuff that came up with Sheriff Arpaio in his forensic report, I had a contact in the last week by somebody in the intelligence community who actually reviewed the birth certificate because they do the digital work for the CIA and NSA, and he told me straight up they've known for years that Obama is completely a fake. And his birth certificate's a complete fake. And these are the guys that actually pulled apart the actual data sets for the birth certificate and proved that it's totally fake. So
he only got by with it because the global banking cartel was behind him, and the fact that he was black also helped. And, you know, this crap
that's
needs
not going
to
work
out.
Anymore.
People need to go to jail.
So
I mean,
some of the black comedians have said, you know what? You know, after Obama, the next president will be elected, it'll be black, will be in the 22nd century. I believe it. It's going to have to be a long memory to forget
this
monster. He screwed it up bad.
He's been the worst president we've probably ever had, or right up there.
Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.